Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, He loves you.
This is the first word we do here. We gain knowledge and wisdom. Like I said, the first word. And like I said, it's the first word. It's the first words that everybody hears on Sunday when you do call in. So you gain knowledge and wisdom with God. Today is the 22nd of October. It's the fourth Sunday, so the month is coming to a close very soon. Been going strong for a good 2 years here, and pray He just continues to help everybody on the line. Continue to call in and get blessed. So, if you don't know, basically what we do here is we study the Proverbs of the Bible that correspond with each Sunday and the date that it falls on. So since today is October 22nd, we'll be studying Proverbs 22. We'll start us off with a word of prayer, and we'll jump right into it. Dear Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for continuing to bless each and everybody on the line. Pray that something said today that affects everybody, even each individual person, in a way that they can tell somebody else. Pray that you just make the knowledge and wisdom simple for everybody so that everybody can grasp it. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. So, Proverbs 22, I'm going to start off by reading the first couple of verses, and then we're going to go ahead and get into it and break it down, get the knowledge out of it. It says, "A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common: the Lord is the maker of all of them. Prudence see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Humility is the fear of the Lord, and all riches and honor and life. In the path of the wicked there are snares and pitfalls, but those who preserve their life stay far from them. Start children off in the way they should go, and even when they're old, they will not turn from it. The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Whoever sows injustice reaps calamity, and the rod they will, and fury will be broken. I'm gonna stop right there. My thoughts on these first eight verses, before it goes into explaining everything, where it talks about the name. I want to start at the top. A good name follows you everywhere. You see nowadays a celebrity or somebody, or you hear a certain name and you associate certain things with a certain name. If we look even back in biblical times, you associate Jesus' name with many things. You have the healer, you have miracle worker, you have the son of Mary, you know, son of Joseph, the carpenter. Many things he was known as just because of his name, even in the sense of the people that did hate him. They associated him with bad things in their point of view at the time. When they heard Jesus, or you heard the kings heard that Jesus was around, they definitely, you know, kept an eye out for them. You think of it as a sense of, you know, when certain celebrities come to our cities, when Jesus came to their city, you know, they had, you would think that they would have certain security, they would have certain people watching out for him. Back then, you know, they had the people in higher esteem going up to him, questioning him, looking at him. You know, he has all these followers, and Jesus really was a celebrity back then. You know, definitely, you know, had 5,000 people following him. That's a lot of people to have, you know, following you. And you think of it as a light thing when you hear about it, but you know, nowadays we have a million people following us on Instagram and different things like that. But back then, if you think about it, that's a lot of people that you bring with you. That's my take on the first verse. You guys got any comments? That's the way I was thinking about that. All lines are open. See here. Anybody got any comments?
I definitely agree. Good morning, everybody. I definitely agree with what you're saying. You know, a good name, like you said, follows you places. And it also, you know, when you build a good reputation, like I said, a good name, you know, people tend to, you know, not listen to the fake news or the rumors that's going around, you know, when they say, oh, yeah, man, you know, Anthony did this, that, and the fourth and the other. Like, nah, that don't even sound like him. So, you know, it's saying that, you know, to be esteemed is better than silver or gold, you know, to know who you are and to take not pride, but be happy of who you are. Be happy that you the, first of all, you a child of God, you know what I'm saying? Like, to have that uplook over you, you know what I'm saying, is better than silver and gold. All the riches in the world don't mean nothing if your name ain't good. You know what I'm saying? People will say, well, yeah, this person is given to the whatever charity of their desire, but they given just to be shown. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know, God don't even see that. God doesn't even see that as, you know, good. Excuse me. So, you know, and it says in verse 2, rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. You know, so no matter, like, how people try to treat you or, you know, dismiss you because you don't have a lot of money, at the end of the day, we was all made by God. You know, so, you know, that's how I look at it. You know, continuing on, you know, especially the verse 3 says the prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Pay the penalty. You know, oftentimes, you know, I've been in situations where I've been with crowds and they say, man, look, let's go over here. You know, but I know what's over there and I'm not going to go. And they, you know, they get into their situations and everything. And at first, you know, they call you names or whatever. Oh, you a sucker. You a punk. You don't want to do this, that, and the fourth and the other. But at the end of the day, I'm still free. and they still got to deal with all of that comes with, you know what I'm saying, their choices and their actions. You know, so basically in these three verses, you know what I'm saying, I'm getting from it that you know, money and it doesn't mean anything because they compared it to gold and silver. Back in those times, that's the or gold right now still, you know, is at the high chart. So it's like having a good name is better than all of that. Having a good reputation is better than all of the riches in the world. That's what this verse is telling us. So we have to make sure that, you know, we build a good reputation. And first of all, that relationship with Christ. So, you know, that's what I'm getting from that. Any other comments? Add on a different interpretation? All lines are open.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I think you guys are right on it about the name. And, you know, it's hard to get a good name and keep a name. I was thinking about the football player O.J. Simpson. You guys might be too young to know about O.J. But O.J., in his football days, he was a great running back. And, you know, they called him the Juice. You know, the Juice was this, the Juice was that. But now he's associated with murder, and he's associated with armed robbery. And all the money in the world now will never put back in people's mind the name of the Juice and running, and he's in the Hall of Fame. But now they just think of him as a murderer, and they just think of him as a armed robber. So what we do in life, we should always, like you were saying, Minister Jamal, always say that we're a child of God. That's my name. And so that we're repping God. We're representing God. We're not trying out to be for the silver and the gold, and realize all of us are made by God. And if I could jump down to that that fourth verse, this is really powerful right here, where it says humility is the fear of the Lord. Humility is the fear of the Lord. In other words, respect for God. And when you honor God with your life and with your name. And the second part of that verse 4, it says, its wages are riches and honor and life. Listen to that. It says, if you fear or respect God, it's going to pay off with riches, with honor and life. And so when everybody else is talking that woo, 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 calling you this, calling you that, understand that if you have the reference, the fear and the reverence for God, that it's going to pay off in the end. All the rest of that stuff don't mean nothing. You might have it up. You might have it down. You might be the Juice now, but now you're a murderer. But if you fear the Lord and do what's right in the sight of God, it's going to pay off with riches, honor, and life.
Amen. I definitely agree with that because, you know, people in the later generations, just as you said, Pastor, you said, you know, y'all might not have known, but he was a great running back, you know, because now when you talk about O.J., the first thing you associated with is the murder. And, you know, so I definitely agree with that. And even talks about, you know, I talked about it with my niece, and she's 18. And I said, O.J. Simpson. And she was like, who? Like O.J. Simpson. And she was like, mm-hmm. Oh, dude that murdered this, that, and the fourth, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn around, me and my brother was having the same conversation. And I was like, who, O.J.? Oh, yeah, the dude that killed the girl or whatever. Blah, blah. He was like, nah,
mm-hmm.
Son, look at these old clips. And now I'm looking at him running up and down the football field, something I ain't never seen before, you know, because now his name is associated with the bad, you know. So that's I definitely agree with that.
Definitely all great points there. Definitely, point I like to make is a lot of the time, a lot of people forget that, like it says in a verse, verse 2, that the Lord is the maker of them all. You know, a lot of people think they do it on their own. You know, they make their great name, but, you know, without God, we will be nothing. You know, He made us all. So it's definitely a great point there that I think of. So going to the next couple of verses that I had read, where it talked about the prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going to pay the penalty. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. So definitely, like I was saying about verse 2, you know, being humble and knowing that, you know, you didn't do it, you know, giving all the glory to God. A lot of people definitely in certain industries don't give all the credit to God, you know. It's, I know sometimes even saying being a man, you know, sometimes it's hard to, you know, you want to bang on your chest, be like, you know, I did it, I did this. But sometimes you just got to give it to God. You got to give it to God all the time, not sometimes. But that's definitely a good verse right there. What do you guys think about that?
Back to verse 1, you know, that's the only name that means something. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the name you make out here for yourself, when you go away, ain't going to mean nothing. One time of the year, they're going to wear your shirt. They're going to put candles out in front of a light post. And he ain't got, you know, they ain't even going to the grave site. They're going to a light post. And they wrapping teddy bears around it, and for a day, they wear your shirt and they scream your name. But what about after that? What about when you step in front of somebody, when you step in front of the person who gave you the name?
All right.
What about that? What about, see, because you're gone. And see, people don't really understand what that means. See, the family has to deal with it forever. The friends, oh, when they want to. I'm just going to keep it 100 right now. They not going, this name that you're making out here in these streets with these people, they not going to make sure your mother is okay after you're gone. They're not going to make sure that her grass is cut, that her snow is shoveled. They're not going to make sure of that. At one day, this one name is going to be screened because this is, okay, this is the anniversary or this is their birthday. It's a reason why. It's a reason why. But God is saying our names without even a reason. He made us his kids without even a reason. He loved us that much. So that's that. I just had to go back to verse 1 because, like I said, that's the only name that means something, is that when you're a child of God, you say, oh, I'm a child of my mother, Penny. That don't mean nothing. What that mean? When you go in front of God, oh, yeah, you know who my daddy is. You know, what that mean? So that's what I had. Can you ask that question again, Brother Anthony?
Which one?
What's the last couple verses that you read?
I read verse 3 and 4. It says, mainly 4. It says, humility is the fear of the Lord, and its wages are riches and honor in life.
And definitely, you know, in the long run, that's why, you know, you really even shouldn't be worried about, you know, money or cars and houses and things of that nature, because God owns everything. Your Father owns everything, and we have not because we ask not.
Mm-hmm.
And then we want to ask for it and then don't want to do nothing to get it.
Uh-oh.
We want to blink. We want to get up off that left knee and say, oh, it's outside. Okay, cool. I like this type of deal right here. See, we don't, because God tell us where it's at. He's the creator. We have the key to life. To life, period. It's up to us to say, okay, I'm going to grab this key. I know turning this doorknob is going to be a little stuff with it. But at the end of the day, when I get this door open, what's for me? And see, this is what I'm saying. It's for you. So it's tailor-made towards you. You're not going to have a complaint when God gives you what he gives you. You're not going to have a complaint. This is tailor-made for you. This is what you asked for. So if this is what you asked for, then go for it like you asked for. Go hard like you asked for. Just like when I was in school, my mother said, oh, you can get this, you can get that, get good grades. I just went for it.
All right.
I didn't think about my friends. I didn't think about the people I used to talk to. Nah, man, I get this. I'm trying to get that, so I gotta do this. So, you know, that, and at the end, you know, it preserves your life. And that's one thing I want to, you know, stress that point, that this, that life beyond, it's life beyond here.
Yeah.
And if we're just living for this physical life, we're going to be in some trouble. So, you know, that's my comment.
Definitely great comment right there. Like the part where you talk about, you know, have not because you ask not. You know, a lot of the times, I think a lot of people get scared, you know, when they start getting what they ask for, and then they don't want to put in the work. They get scared, you know. A lot of situations be going on. You be looking at it. You got to remember that, you know, sometimes God puts you in certain situations for a reason. So
yeah.
definitely, and he won't put you in any situation that you can't handle.
Mm.
He hasn't prepared you for. So, you know, there's no reason to be scared of certain things that are definitely preparing you for where you need to go, definitely where you need to be. So, any other comments before we move on?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. You said what God prepared you for. So don't think like you ain't ready. Just because you ain't studied for the test, that don't mean that you ain't prepared or you wasn't equipped with the things to endure this test. I like what you said, that you said that God prepares you. You know, he never going to put more on you than you can bear. So that, and then yeah, I see in his eyes, you're a strong soldier.
Mm-hmm.
So go get that soldier. You know, some people, and one thing, another, sometimes people don't ask because they know the things they got to go through to get it.
Yeah.
Amen.
People don't want to change. They don't want to, you know, like, okay, when I was younger, I asked my mother for some money because I know she's going to get to me. Boom, bop, 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 bop. But then when I had to ask my father, I tiptoed around it, you know what I mean? Because I knew he was going to be like, oh, man, back in my day, you know, we did this.
Right,
man.
Right.
Uh-huh,
right.
We did this for money, this, that, and the fourth. And I was more hesitant because you're like, but if I wanted it bad enough, come on, somebody. If you want it bad enough, you'll do whatever you got to do to get to it if you want it bad enough. So that's my comment. That's just a good proverb this morning.
Man, amen. A couple of verses says, in the path of the wicked are snares and pitfalls, but those who preserve their life stay far from them. Start children off on the way they should go, and when they are older, they will not turn from it. So definitely those verses, verse 6, we definitely hear a lot about, all the time, you know, raise up a child the way it should go, and they won't depart from it when they get older. This is a great proverb. I know from my experience, you know, having really missed a day of church in my life, except for a couple of times. But it's definitely become a habit. It's a good habit to have. Definitely as I got older, definitely respected it. I think once it has become a habit, you know, sometimes you definitely look for it. That's a great habit to have. What do you guys think about these verses?
I definitely agree with your example, man. And one thing that I like to add, and even with my walk to, you know, being a minister, yeah, it was a point where I went to church every day. Yeah, nobody in my family was a preacher or nothing like that, but, you know, Monday was this day, Tuesday was dance practice, Wednesday was Bible study, Thursday was purpose-driven life, Friday was youth night, Saturday was, you know, whatever. Then came the Sunday, but one thing I found out is that even when I got to the age of saying that I don't, want to go where I don't want to go anymore. You know what? I still went to the church, and that's one thing that I definitely like about it, is that, yeah, you went at first because you had to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you experienced life while you was there. See, God grabs you while you was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I like about it, and to the point where that it was a time where in my family that they didn't see my family, they saw me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because of the seeds that was planted, and now that I that when I got to the place, Jesus met me there. And when he met me there, he changed my life. So it's like, yeah, no longer that, oh, because I'm young or, you know, whatever the case is, oh, I don't want to go to church. This is where I want to go. That's what I built my life around. Yeah, I did party. Don't get it wrong. I did party. I did. I partied hard, and I did whatever I felt like I could do. But at the same token, I was led towards the church. It didn't feel right. Because this is what's embedded in you. And one saying that is very, very true, it just ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because that
that's
Holy
right.
Ghost party don't stop. Yeah. So that's my comment.
Any other comments here? These readers?
Yeah, I'd just like to follow up on that. You know, we should be wanting to pass on the training that we got. Once you get to a certain age, you should have some perspective on life and say, hey, you know, my parents, you know, people trained me up, you know. I can empathize and sympathize with what people are going through. And so now I want to help train somebody else up and to get them to a place where they can know God for themselves and reap the benefit. So that training just doesn't stop with you or me, but it needs to be passed on to someone else. That's what I look and love about the first word. You know, it started, you know, as a pastor's vision, and now you guys are taking it and you're rolling with it. And, you know, I'm looking for the fruit of that to bear more fruit, to where more people get on the line and start learning and getting trained and start bearing fruit.
Amen. Amen. So it's definitely important for us to get the knowledge and the wisdom so we can have something to pass on.
Amen.
At this job that I work at, it's kind of upsetting because the people that I work around, they're fairly older than me, like 40s, 50s. And some of the things that just they say, you just stand back and say, okay. And you just wonder. That's all I'm doing is wondering.
Mm-hmm.
How did you make it this far?
Mm-hmm.
With that type of wisdom or so-called knowledge that you have. And so, you know, it's important for us as the young people right now, because we are the people of concern right now. We
mm-hmm.
are the people of tomorrow. So it's important to have this knowledge to pass on to our young brothers, so we won't have to keep going in the same vicious cycle of life.
Amen.
To start having this abundant life that Jesus came for. Oftentimes, pastors say God wants us to return on his investment. Definitely have to, you know, tighten up and do what we got to do for the kingdom. So that's my comment.
Definitely, definitely great comment right there. Just want to say you're not the only one that looks at that in that position. I know guys, they've been there as old as I am, longer. So they've been doing this for a while. You know, there's always going to be somebody older than us. Always going to be somebody that's wiser than us. But if there's no last comments, so we're going to close it out with a word of prayer. Any last comments?
Oh, man, God is good.
Here
it go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity for us to just be gathered in your presence one more time, Father God. We We are grateful, Father God, for all of the things that you have done for us, all the things that you have in store for us, Father God. We love you, Father God. We lift you up right now in the name of Jesus. We sing praises to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Father God, we want to say we love you, Father God. Please protect us, Father God. Please keep your angels surrounded, all around about us, Father God. Everywhere we go, Father God, whatever church, Father God, that we attend, Father God, we ask you to be in there, Father God. We ask you to let your spirit fall afresh, Father God, that yokes will be destroyed and burdens will be lifted, Father God. And we ask you this in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, to build a pastor, Father God. Let him have a fire word for his people today, Father God. And we ask you to lift up the heart of God, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Touch down, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And amen. Till next week, this is the first word.
All right.